fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. They will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an unspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, threatened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund you 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi. kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you have experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, March 4th, 2014, getting into the week here. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone, and the number, as always, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting is still in the middle of a fundraiser, so go up to the top of republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button. We still have people asking for copies of Claire Rivero's Christmas Without Borders as their premium when they make their donations, which Claire is absolutely delighted about. And a reminder also that the contest by Sandra, who's the wife of John Stadmiller, her company is still running, and it ends the end of this month. And if she can get the most people to download this free app from the real estate company she works for, she will win $20,000, which she will immediately donate to Republic Broadcasting to help fund our operations. And we really do need literally every penny we can get coming in here to keep us on the air and delivering the information you need to have to make good choices. Have you noticed how the liars out there seem to have a lot of money pouring in? Maybe not as much as they used to have, but they certainly have a lot more than we do. So I guess the truth can be had very inexpensively in this country, but telling a lie is still a growth industry here in the United States of America, whether it's public relations or corporate media. Obviously, the top story continues to be the situation in the Ukraine. And the global reaction to the statements issued by President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry continues to just pound on the utter hypocrisy of the United States to be talking about international law and lecturing anybody about invading nations on a pretext. The outrage continues to grow at the very obvious double standard. The outrage continues to grow against the corporate media, which is still pushing the official U.S. government line on all of this. Russia's response, of course, has been to come back and slam John Kerry's threats over the Ukraine. So, of course, John Kerry got back on the TV this morning and issued more threats. And what was really laughable is Kerry is trying to portray the new Ukraine under the coup d'etat government as a people trying to define their own nation. Well, the Ukrainian people did that in the last election that elected the government that's just been kicked out by this coup d'etat that was orchestrated by USAID and Canvas and a bunch of other players, including now apparently Israel. More information is coming out about that as well. And Ukraine had new elections coming up in just a few months, but that wasn't good enough for the U.S., which wanted their pro-West, pro-banker puppets in place and don't know how to deal with the fact that their coup d'etat has blown up in their faces and it's turned into a major, major political disaster. Now, John Kerry did pull back a little bit in this morning's statement where he said President Obama and I are not seeking confrontation with Russia, even though that's exactly what they're doing. Again, I don't think Obama wants this to go to war because he realizes we could spend what little we have left of our military capability in a war on Russia and leave nothing left over to pick off those little tiny defenseless countries that refuse the benefits of private central banking. But the real issue is there are a lot of hardliners in the United States and certainly in Israel who are saying, go to war, go to war, go to war. because they're in bed with the defense contractors, or they understand that, you know, conquering the world is the only way they're going to keep this Ponzi scheme, private central banking scam going. And more than that, conquering the world, they want to put the whole world under private central banking to permanently enslave all of mankind in this debt servitude that they're building. They're trying to take human civilization back to serfdom and feudalism. And they're willing to risk incinerating the planet to do that. All righty. Certainly, it needs to be remembered that Israel would not be entirely unhappy if the U.S. and Russia destroyed each other in a mutual nuclear war, because that would leave Israel and their nuclear arsenal able to project power and influence the Middle East oil region and certainly Europe. We've had people inside Israel saying, you know, we can fry Europe anytime we want to. So, you know, Israel, you know, is not anti-war in this context. They'd love the U.S. and Russia to blow each other up, would leave the world basically under their control. Now, the Kremlin is warning the U.S. over these potential economic sanctions they've been talking about, and saying that any sanctions against Russia are likely to backflash through the world economy and could crash the U.S. financial system and end its global financial domination. And Russia is absolutely right. The entire U.S. financial system and the dollar are a thin shell being propped up by fraud and bluster and little else. Now, there's an old saying I learned as a kid when I was growing up in New England, and I hope the people in Washington, D.C., recall this one as well. If you're standing on thin ice, the last thing you want to do is jump up and down. And that's exactly what they're doing with the risk to the U.S. economy from more sanctions. We've got an article out of Voice of Russia basically looking at economists who are saying exactly the same thing. Anti-Russian sanctions are going to hurt the U.S. and the West and Europe a lot more than they'll hurt Russia. Iran's ambassador to Russia is saying exactly the same thing. You know, forget U.S. sanctions. You get used to them after a while. You know, the U.S. is a dog whose bark right now, at least economically, is a lot worse than its bite. A lot of nations simply ignored the U.S. sanctions, including Russia. The U.S. government itself was handing out exemptions to the Iranian sanctions like they were M&Ms. And so it's really an empty threat at this point. Now, Russia has decided to recall their ambassador from the United States after statements by President Obama they perceived to be insulting. And recalling your ambassador is a diplomatic signal that things are breaking down. And it's usually part of the little game that they play to express their displeasure. But it is significant that Russia's recalled their ambassador from the United States. Now, more information coming out about this this coup d'etat being organized from outside the Ukraine, despite the comments made by John Kerry and President Obama, who you have to remember are the same people who were telling us that Assad was using sarin gas on his own civilians. It turned out to be another lie. So at this point, we know who the liars are and who the truth tellers are, and that is your guide into the future. But there's more information. A lot of people talking about the whistleblower magazine Pando leaked documents that the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, did play a role in financing and getting the Maidan coup up and running. Now, remember, Russia, a couple of months back, kicked USAID out of Russia when they caught them funding opposition groups and trying to stir up destabilization of Russia. So USAID is another one of these front groups that is out there pretending they're doing something really good, but they're instruments of U.S. covert foreign policy. A lot of people are basically saying, this is an article out of Press TV, that the U.S. is still following that neocon agenda set forth by the Project for the New American Century in Ukraine and Russia. They're still pushing this neocon agenda, even though at this state, with our depleted economy and our depleted military, it is obvious it cannot be carried through to completion. They're raising on a busted flush, but there's a lot of ego in Washington, D.C. Nobody wants to admit failure unless they can blame somebody else for it. Nobody wants to admit they had a bad idea. It's the same behavior we're seeing with Obamacare. It's a complete, unmitigated disaster, and they're patching and spending more money, and but that nobody will admit it was a bad idea. Nobody will admit it's a failure. They're just going to keep on pushing it and declare by imperial edict, this is a resounding policy success of the federal government. And, of course, we know that's just absolutely, absolutely nonsense. Another story out of Disquiet Reservations, Israeli-Ukrainian dual citizens were financing the protest that led to the coup d'etat. So Israel's hand in all this is starting to become visible. We have to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, yeah, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna do just what
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And again, going back to John Kerry's comments this morning about how the new coup d'etat government in Kiev represents the Ukrainian people defining their own nation. That's absolute and complete nonsense. It's illustrated by the fact that the Kiev parliament has now outlawed, banned many of the languages the Ukrainian people use. It's a multilingual nation, and they banned the use of the Russian language, which is about half the population, is predominantly Russian speaking. This would be like the eastern part of Canada all of a sudden deciding to outlaw French. And certainly the coup d'etat government cannot really even pretend to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. They're appointing ex-central bankers to the top positions. They're basically giving all of the top jobs to the ultra-rich, to the 1%. It's a government of the elites, by the elites and for the elites. They're trying as hard as they can to consolidate power. But it doesn't represent the Ukrainian people. And that is absolutely what's going on. This is a coup d'etat, a pro-Western puppet regime, and the U.S. government is desperately trying to legitimize it. And the rest of the world just isn't listening. Because following the invasion of Iraq on the false claim that Saddam had nuclear weapons and was threatening the world with them, and especially following it up with that whopper about Assad using sarin gas on his own Alawite supporters, which had zero credibility to begin with, the entire U.S. government lacks credibility, not just to the American people, but to the rest of the world. The United States government has lost its illusion of moral leadership, which is why their assertions that they remain the global policemen are falling on deaf ears, which is certainly the position that Kerry and Obama are coming from, that they have a right as the global policemen to tell Russia and Ukraine what to do inside their own territories. At the same time, they insist that nobody else has a right to tell us what to do when we're out there invading Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, and so forth. Interesting article over at RIMF.com asking the question, is the Ukraine crisis payback to Putin for his getting in there with Syria and Iran? And certainly following Putin's success in negotiating us out of a war in Syria. We've seen the anti-Russian, anti-Putin propaganda just cranking up all over the place. There's a lot of tit for tat going on there. It's another phrase I would use, but you can't say it on the radio here. Here's a very bizarre story, and this came out of ZeroHedge.com. As Russian troops in the Ukraine hit 16,000, U.S. Department of Defense orders them to go home. Now, of course, those guys in the Ukraine don't work for the U.S. Department of Defense. We have a lot of our own military who are sorry and sick and tired of working for the U.S. Department of Defense. But the U.S. is trying to take the position that they're the high lords of human rights. And Russia never invaded a country using made-up weapons of mass destruction as a pretext. And didn't almost launch World War III over a fabricated YouTube anti-Muslim movie. And let's not forget all that drone activity by the United States that are killing all these innocent civilians. The United States does not come from a position of moral strength on any of this debate here. Now, article over at Zero Hedge again. Oscar Wilde described marriage as the triumph of imagination over intelligence, and second marriage as a triumph of hope over experience. In my case, it worked out here. In finance and geopolitics, by contrast, you have to rely on experience to figure out what's going on and not let yourself descend into wishful thinking. But it looks like the United States and European Union policy in the Ukraine seem to have been built on hope and wishful thinking. And it is very clear they were absolutely caught by surprise at Russia's reaction. And when you take into consideration the importance of those Black Sea bases to Russia, somebody missed something somewhere. And I think part of it may be that Obama, unfortunately, has built a White House staff around himself of yes men and yes women, people who are so scared of protecting their high-paying, phony baloney government jobs, they're telling Obama what they think he wants to hear rather than what he really needs to know about what's going on. But somewhere, somebody called this one wrong. Donald Trump is back in the news, and for once, I'm actually agreeing with the guy. And Donald Trump is out there saying Obama may overplay his hand in the Ukraine to show he's all man. And that is actually a serious concern, because today the propaganda over Ukraine has shifted away from preserving the rights of the Ukrainian people and Russian aggression and the rest of it to America's credibility on the global stage. And now we're seeing arguments being put forward that, well, now that we've threatened intervention in the Ukraine, we have to go ahead and do it so that America's credibility is preserved. I think credibility is a really dumb reason to start sending our kids off to be killed and crippled. But that's the new argument. Now that we've rattled our saber, we have to pull it and start slashing at the enemy, or they're going to see that we are weak. Now, the rest of the world already sees the United States as weak on several fronts. Yes, we still have the world's largest nuclear arsenal, assuming it's all working, which may not be true as well, given the decline and deterioration in the rest of the military and our civilian infrastructure. But certainly economically, the United States is extremely fragile, which is Russia's point regarding the sanctions, that the Russia can sustain a hit on the ruble because the ruble is strong, and they've got a strong manufacturing and agricultural economy to back it up. The U.S. doesn't. Any major hit on the dollar could be a death blow. It is that fragile and weak. Now, of course, the American corporate media is still out there. Russia's bad, and the rest of it. And they're avoiding the backstory on all of this, which is the U.S. and NATO's encirclement of Russia, which we had a caller who called in, I think it was last Friday, saying, look at the way the European Union has been grabbing a lot of these former Soviet allied countries like Hungary and luring them into the European Union with promises of untold wealth in order to enslave them to the European Central Bank. And basically, you need to look at that backstory. You need to look at the long view. It's like the situation in Iran where everybody's saying, oh, the Iranians hate us. They've got no, they hate us for our freedoms and the rest of it. And everyone say, oh, the 1979 revolution, how dare they break off from the United States back then? But you need to look at the history and the long view, all the way back to 1953, when it was the United States Central Intelligence Agency that overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and imposed the Shah, who was a dictator on Iran, in order to get access to Iran's oil at steeply discounted prices. Played the same thing in Chile, overthrew the democratically elected government of Allende and imposed the dictator Pinochet. They just did the same thing in the Ukraine, overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych, and they've put in this bunch of private central bankers and ultra-rich people who are immediately saying, oh, yes, we agree to everything the IMF wants, and we're going to side up with the U.S. and sneer with the Russians. So Russia has been looking past their western border at how this European NATO encroachment is getting closer and closer to their territory. And because of their experience in World War II, where the Nazis got within 20 miles of Moscow before they were stopped at a hideous cost, the Russians are going to be very, very nervous. And that appears to be an aspect of this whole thing that also was not taken under consideration by the planners in Washington, D.C. And I'm actually in agreement with Donald Trump. It seems our government is making its plans on wishful thinking rather than the facts. Look at how badly Obamacare cratered, the global warming hoax cratered. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. Dave in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. I wish there was a way I could get a smile on your face, but with everything that's going on, I haven't been listening to the show, so you'll have to forgive me if I bring up something you've touched on already. But I have to think that this whole thing with Russia and everything, that you would hope that, and I've spoken to you before about this and gave you kudos for this, is this is a time for the entire world to watch. All wars are bankers' wars.
Yeah. For a while, Facebook was actually blocking anyone who tried to post the link. But when we went public on that, the block went away, and a lot of people are posting it around there. And really, it does put the history of the United States. When you look at all the wars, all the incursions, all that's been going on, you inevitably find a link where it served financial interests.
Correct, and that's why I was just reading an article that. Their refinery was blown up or something like that, and if they find out, the unbelievable folly of stupidity and insanity that runs rampant these days, it just, mm-hmm. it gets to the point where you just cannot believe it. And if that is the truth, and I believe it is what you brought out in the banker's documentary and the information and the facts about that, it makes one wonder if people will ever get it and not support this. And I think, you know, Michael, I will say this. I'd have to say that I think that there is a lot of consciousness changing that's catching on to this, and I think that we're in the, I don't know what stage it is, but it's better than it was 10, 15 years ago. That's a fact.
I would agree.
Yeah, and I would hope that somehow I almost get to the point where I have to think in terms of divine intervention, because humans are the dumbest, most dangerous species on the planet as far as I'm concerned right now. And it wouldn't take much to, you know, cause something that is completely irreversible, although we're on the precipice of that already anyway. But anyway, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. And thank you for everything.
I'm in agreement that people are waking up. I'm not the only person. Zbigniew Brzezinski was out there talking about the global political awakening of people everywhere. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing, because they don't want the people of the world waking up to the reality of what the economy and governmental structures are really all about. They want people to stay asleep and go on believing the propaganda that we're taught in grade school and get fed every day on the corporate media. But very clearly, there is a change happening right now. What stage we're in? I think we're in the stage of just having woken up and starting to get angry. Seems to be what I'm seeing all around there. And All Wars Are Bankers Wars, both the video that was made from it and the original article, have gone viral around the globe. I get a lot of screaming at me from the bankers about how dare you say that we're the cause of wars and so forth. I understand one of the Wall Street firms actually hired some kind of a professor of economics to write a counter paper trying to refute everything I said, but apparently it sort of came and went without any notice.
It's hard when you're dealing with pretty much cold facts, and you look around and you see what has happened, and you it's almost like a blueprint. I mean, you can see that pretty much everything that you brought out, and anybody that's even halfway paying attention has to be scratching their head and saying, why is it that we're always fighting with everybody? Where did that happen? How does that do any good for this, for the people and everything, and the body bags of kids coming home over what? And I think you're right. I think that they're in that phase now where they're getting a little angry about it. But I will say this: I don't think that violent revolution is the answer.
I agree.
Right? It's been done and it doesn't work, and it always winds up putting a different set of stooges in that pretty much does the same thing that the other stooges were doing. But, again, I don't know where you're at. But for me, I have to think of a divine plan. There has to be something that created this universe, that creates the food that we eat and the air that we breathe. Something much greater than ourselves is looking down and is not going to let it get to the point of complete annihilation, because we didn't create this planet. We didn't create any of this.
Obviously, I'm going to disagree with you on that last part here, but I do agree with you about the need to avoid a violent revolution, because clearly our government is preparing for that, because shooting people is what they know how to do best. Gandhi had the same wisdom when he started to agitate for a free and independent India. He just came out and said, we will never be able to win against the British in a contest of violence, because they've got all the guns and everything. And so he took the nonviolent approach and simply said, if we stand up and we all unite together and say we want our own country back, the world will side with us, and it did work. And I'm of exactly the same opinion for what's going on right now. Now, from where I sit, the U.S. economy is fragile. It is being held together with fraud and bluster and little else. It is only a matter of time before it comes crashing down, and it will take that federal government with it, because the American people understand it was Wall Street and Washington, D.C. working together in collusion that created this entire mess. The Congress and the president 100 years ago sold us back into the slavery of the same predatory banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. I think one of the reasons the U.S. government is so desperate to get a war going is so they've got somebody else to blame all the hardship and difficulty on. And the more we dig in our heels about the war, and everybody's doing that, the polls are overwhelmingly. People are saying, we don't want to go into the Ukraine. We don't want any more. We don't want to go into Iran. We're sick and tired of all the wars we've had it. And all of John McCain's out there bluffing bluster about we must do this and we do that. Sure, John, here's your rifle. Go help yourself. It really is the American people. There's a lot of pushback going on against the leaders of finance and the leaders of the government. But again, it does need to stay peaceful, because at this point, I think the U.S. government would welcome any kind of a violent uprising that they could use to declare a national emergency and shred what's left of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I think they actually might try and create a small, controllable violent uprising that they can brutally crush as an object lesson to the rest of the American people. I think they were trying to do that last July with Adam Kokesh's armed march into Washington, D.C. I think they were trying to do it again when they were the corporate media was hard-selling race riots across the country when George Zimmerman got acquitted in the murder of Trayvon Martin. I'm very concerned that this march on Washington they've got coming up, I think it's in May, is just wide open for agent provocateurs to set off bombs or fire some kind of guns. I'm even a little worried about what appears to be a building confrontation between gun owners and the state government of Connecticut. Because right now the federal government, look at how many bullets they've bought, guns they've bought. Yep. They're arming all of their federal agencies. I think not only are they prepared to wage war against the 50 states and the American people, I think at this point they want it as the doorway to changing the United States into something truly horrible.
Is it possible, Mike? I'm sorry, I didn't have the show on, so I don't know if you touched on this, but could you explain, or if you did already, then that's my fault, but how did this Ukraine-Russia, the backdrop of this, and did the United States go in there and try to, I'm actually trying to figure it out. I know that we have our hand in there. We always do. But so that we understand what is the nut and bolts of what's going on over there.
Okay, well, what's going on is that the European Union has been trying to court Ukraine for quite a long time. And then a while ago, Ukraine's lawfully elected government was looking carefully at what's going on in the member states of the European Union, such as Cyprus, Greece, Italy, France, Spain, looking at all the hardships brought onto them by enforced austerity coming down from that European Central Bank and their money junkies. And the Ukrainian government said, that doesn't really look all that attractive. And Russia made an offer for financial assistance and commerce that was more attractive than what the European Union was offering. And so the elected, legitimate government of Ukraine and said, we're going to go with the Russian deal. And it was at that point we started seeing all these protests, all these agent provocateurs, USAID, Canvas, the Israeli dual citizens, all trying to create this huge ruckus to drive the legal elected government out of office and replace it with a putsch, is basically what they did. And now this new government is there trying to claim that they speak for all the people of the Ukraine. And because this was a threat to Russia's strategic interests, primarily those Black Sea naval bases, Russia felt they needed to intervene. They've come into Cyprus, which clearly wants to stay aligned with Russia. Now we're hearing that three more cities in the eastern Ukraine are saying they don't want to be part of Ukraine anymore. They want to align with Crimea. So it's looking like they're just going to break the country into east and west. Russia's going to get the industrial agricultural west, dump the debt-ridden east on the European Union. I'm sure Putin's laughing himself silly at this. Dave, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow is out there trying to sort of shift the blame for the Ukraine away from the current administration. Because, again, the primaries are starting for this November's midterm elections. And the war-weary American people are probably going to be voting against those politicians who are getting involved in rah-rahing more military action. But apparently yesterday she came out and made the statement that George W. Bush's Middle East policy is what is steering America's current security policy and response to the global crisis, including the one in Ukraine. I'm not sure that's entirely honest, because Obama has had years now to change the policy and change its implementation. Obama came in basically promising he was going to reverse the course that George W. Bush had put the nation onto, including the erosion of our constitutional rights and all of the warmongering. And he has not done that. He has not done that at all. In fact, we're seeing another article out of RIMF.com pointing out that Washington, D.C., while we're all distracted with Ukraine, seems to be accelerating their attempt for regime change in Venezuela. Now, we know all the times a CIA went in and attempted to overthrow Hugo Chavez. At one point, he had to leave office for something like 2 weeks, and then the coup d'etat collapsed and he came back into power. Now it looks like they're targeting Maduro. And the reason they're doing that is very, very simple. Venezuela wants to sell Venezuela's oil for currencies that have some underlying value and trustworthiness. They've been selling oil directly to China for the yuan. They're selling their oil to anybody who wants to buy it in exchange for currencies that can be sent back to those countries in exchange for real manufactured goods and agricultural produce. And you can't get that with the United States of America. If you accept U.S. dollars, there's really not much you can buy from the United States with it. Our manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years. Nobody wants our agricultural produce because of the GMO disaster. And even our weapons exports, which used to be a big part of our export economy, people are turning away from them because of poor quality. And by the way, there's a documentary that I linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com called The Plane That Ate the Pentagon, talking about all the problems with the F-35. And what an absolute boondoggle that has been. But again, the whole point of these defense contracts in the United States isn't to make cost-effective, efficient working weapons, but to simply bloat them up in order to enrich the defense contractors who turn around and make very generous donations to members of Congress. That's how the whole kickback corrupt cycle works. And what is really sick is, I mean, if we were at peace and they were spending the money on the weapons and we had a healthy economy and we could afford this nonsense, I probably wouldn't make a big deal about it. But they're still talking about going into more wars, and they're sending our kids into war with stuff that does not work. And kids are getting killed and crippled because of it. Which reminds me, we're always hearing about how the death toll from the war is only a few thousand, and nobody really cares about that. Here's the real cost from Afghanistan and Iraq. Okay, along with the deaths, there have been about 1,500 amputations, 7,200 severe brain injuries, and an estimated 118,000 soldiers are genuinely suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. The cost of this war isn't measured just in the number of coffins. The cost of this war is measured in the number of American lives ruined and destroyed by serving in the military. They don't want you paying attention to that. Now, getting on over to Israel and AIPAC, Netanyahu is continuing to express his displeasure over the Iran P5+1 talks. How dare they talk peace? We don't want peace. Iran is bad. Iran is evil. And you've got to go kill them for us. Netanyahu also came out basically saying Palestinians are not doing enough to advance peace. This from the country that is practicing apartheid against the Palestinians, that continually steals Palestinian land, that continues to murder innocent Palestinians in cold blood, imprison them without cause, torture some of them. And Israel is saying the Palestinians aren't doing enough to advance peace. I think what Netanyahu is saying, the path to peace involves every single Palestinian falling over dead. And he's basically playing blame the victim, which is an art that Israel is a master at. Go in and say, oh, we want peace, and then you make impossible demands on the other side that they can't agree to and say, well, we tried. They're the ones. They're the bad people over there. Article out of Press TV basically saying it is Israel that's the real threat to world peace, and the world is beginning to realize it. And we had James Morris was on Press TV and basically said, how many wars has Israel started in the Middle East? Lebanon, Gaza, Palestine, over and over again, and it looks like they're drooling over Palestine again. And it really is, because every time Israel starts another war, the U.S. has to go up to the United Nations and protect them in the Security Council, and you are paying for all the bombs and bullets used. And it's an important point to remember as we see more and more evidence of an Israeli hand in the Ukrainian coup d'etat. start to appear. Now, in his speech before AIPAC, which is having their little confab, or just had their little confab here, Netanyahu mentioned the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement 18 times in his speech. Of course, he's denouncing it and saying anybody who supports it, he called them gullible fellow travelers. And he basically talked about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement more than he did about Kerry's peace plans. And what this tells us, what Netanyahu just confirmed, is BDS is working. It's having an effect. They're afraid of it. I mean, they're already at work trying to get the U.S. government to pass laws banning a boycott. And they're partially successful. There is a U.S. law that makes it illegal for U.S. companies to boycott Israel. And now they're trying to get one for individual American citizens. But the boycotting is considered a peaceful form of protest protected under the First Amendment. By the way, that law that makes it illegal for companies to boycott Israel is only about Israel. American companies can boycott other countries. They can even boycott the United States, but it's illegal to boycott Israel. And Israel's trying to get the same law passed here in the United States of America and any place else they can, trying to get pressure on any universities that allow BDS on their campus, cut their funding, do whatever it takes to force them back into the warm embrace of Tel Aviv here. Now, John McCain, of course, was over there speaking at AIPAC, and he thanked them for supporting the push for military intervention in Syria. So John McCain just basically came out and confirmed, first of all, that Israel is part of the warmongering machinery trying to get more American kids killed in these wars over on their side of the planet. And bashing Putin and Russia for coming in with that deal for Syria to dispose of their chemical weapons under international supervision rather than allow a U.S. invasion. And by the way, Syria has complied. The weapons are being moved and destroyed on schedule, and still the warmongers are trying to figure out some reason they can go on in and start a war in Syria. By the way, while we're all looking at the Ukraine, it looks like more U.S. drones are going into Yemen and killing more people. There we are. Now then, interesting article that came out of Global Research up in Canada, basically talking about the U.S. government is now allowed to spy on and prosecute journalists to protect national security. And this, of course, is complete nonsense, this idea that it's okay to spy on reporters for national security, because journalists, even in the corporate media, are as protected by the Fourth Amendment as ordinary citizens. And it's another case of a government that has gone completely off the constitutional reservation and has, by doing so, delegitimized itself completely. But we see this all the time. The government does what the government wants to do, and every time they say national security, it's national security. We're allowed to break the rules because it's national security. No, it isn't. They're worried about the corporate media breaking ranks and starting to act like the independent media and starting to talk about all the mistakes this government is making. All right, we're going to take a break for our top of the news, top of the hour blurb and commercials, and we will be right back with hour number two.